Corinthians chapter 15, verse number 1. The Bible said, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which you also have received, and wherein you stand, by which also ye are saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures." It looks like to me this whole chapter, Paul's preaching and declaring about the resurrection, there was some that withstood the truth of the resurrection. And if you read the chapter, he's basically talking about these things, about how that if the dead rise not, then is not Christ raised. If Christ be not raised, your faith is vain, yet you sin. And he said, we have no hope. But thank God the Bible said he rose again. And we know this morning that Jesus is alive. We know that by many infallible proofs. We know that by the Scriptures. We know that because we're saved. A dead man can't save nobody. But he rose again the third day, according to the Scriptures. And when I look at the Scripture here, Paul said it's the gospel. It's good news this morning that he rose again from the grave. That he came out. That he didn't stay there. He stayed there 3 days. But on the third day, he rose again. He justified us. When he went back to heaven and threw in the hymn, we're saved this morning. Amen. He said, if you keep that in memory, he said, I didn't preach it to you in vain. Thank God it's the truth. What I preached to you. And I'll use verse 3. Felt like not having to preach on this. He said, for I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received. You can't deliver anything you hadn't received. You can't say nothing unless you've received it first. And he said this, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures. I want to preach on that thought. Christ died for our sins. Hell, when we look at the death of the cross, we see it was all about him and about us. It wasn't my friend, his sin, but it was our sin. It wasn't his transgression, but it was our transgression. That he died for our sins. That means I'm a sinner. That means that, my friend, I'm sinning against God. I want to say, first of all, that he's our propitiation. That he died for my sin. He became my atonement. He became the one. Thank God that tasted death for every man. He went to Calvary and he tasted death. Thank God that I wouldn't have to die a second time. He paid the penalty. He paid the debt. He took my place. And without him, I'd be lost this morning. But I'm thankful that he done that for me. That he done that for you. The Bible said that he committed his love toward us. And that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He gave himself a ransom for many. I want to tell you, that's the gospel. That's the good news. That he died for your sins and my sins. He died for every sin. I want to tell you that. There wasn't one left undone. The Bible said the Lord had laid on him the iniquity of us all. Every one of us, friend, had sinned exceedingly. Was sinners and had sinned. But the Lord laid on him the iniquity of us all. He died in my place. I can't get over that. That a man would die for me. That he'd go to Calvary and give his life for me.
I'll tell you, that's beyond my thinking. There was somebody that loved me. I mean, like that, that loved me. While I was yet a sinner. While I was yet in my sin. I'm telling you, Brother Wayne, I tell you, I can't get over that. How that Jesus loved me when I was dead in sin. That transgressed the law of God. That He loved me that much. I'll tell you, I'll look at Calvary this morning. I know He hated sin. But He loved the sinner. Amen. I'll tell you, He loved sinners. He came to save sinners. He had to die for sinners. And if you hadn't been a sinner, He never would have died. How about you're a sinner today? Amen. You're a sinner. That's right. He came to save sinners. That's the purpose He came. That's why He came to save sinners. Like you and like me. Amen, brother. The Bible said, for by one man's disobedience, many were made sinners. So by the obedience of one, shall many be made righteous. He showed forth His faithfulness in His promises and fulfilled all the types and prophecies in the Old Testament. Friend, thank God when He came to this world, He came to save His people from their sins. And that's what He saved from. The issue this morning, amen, is not heaven and hell. The issue is sin in Him. The issue is what went on at Calvary. That's the greatest event that's ever took place. That the Lamb of God would die for sin. That He'd take my place. That He'd go in my stead. I'm telling you this morning, the Bible said Christ died for our sins. I believe this. I believe He died for every sinner.
Yes, it
is. I believe it. Listen to me. Now, you might not agree to this, but I agree with it because I believe the Bible teaches it. I believe, thank God, He died for every sinner, Old and New Testament.
Yeah. I believe that too.
Yes, sir. I don't believe a goat's blood could take away sin. The blood of bulls and goats couldn't take away sin. They went, that was every year they went there and they offered up, the priest went to the holy place with blood and offered up for the sins of the people. But it never could take it away. It never could only atone for a year. But thank God when Jesus gave Himself, I believe that, brother, He took away their sin. I believe that. I believe His propitiation. Thank God took away their sin. The Bible said in Romans 3, whom God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in His blood, and declares righteousness for the remission of sins that are passed through the forbearance of God. That it was His blood that washed sin away. I want to tell you, I believe this. Thank God every Old Testament saved, that God saved was looking to Calvary. And He can say the same thing this morning. Thank God that Jesus is my Savior. He's my Lord. Why? Because of what He done for us and what He done for them and taking away sin. I'm telling you, nobody ever gets saved by being apart from Him. If they get saved the same way, that's my faith. That's my grace. And that's my faith. A man will come that way. If he comes, he'll come that way. I'm glad I'm part of that number. Let us come that way. Into the family of a living God this morning. That's right. Praise God. He's my propitiation. Thank God He's made atone for my sin. Hebrews said this. It's a great verse. It said Hebrews 10:12. But this man, after he offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God. Amen. But this man, you say, where's salvation in this man? Where's salvation in this man, Jesus? That's where salvation is this morning. It's in this man, Jesus. Thank God He went to heaven and placed His blood on the mercy seat. Have obtained what? Eternal redemption for our soul. That what He did on Calvary was a purchase bought price of His own blood that He could claim us. He could save us. I'm telling you, friend, this morning, you'll never go anywhere because you're good. You'll not go nowhere because you're religious. You'll go because you've been blood bought and blood washed. And the blood, thank God, that's on the mercy seat. It'll always be there. It'll never lose its power. It's the redemption price that He bought us with. I'm telling you this morning, you. I was guilty before God. But I'm glad, thank God, the guilt's been removed. Thank God, I tell you, I stood guilty. But I got a Savior. I've got a Lord. I've got one that'll be my mediator and represent me before the Father. That, thank God, justified me. That made me free. That made me a new creature. Thank God, that took me in and saved me as I am. Amen. That's right. There ain't a sinner living could do anything to justify himself.
That's right.
That's right.
Yes.
You say, wait a minute, preacher, I do good works.
Yeah.
Well,
that's right.
There's a lot of people in false religion do good works.
That's right.
That's right.
That's
right. That's right. You're not justified by the works of the law or anything you do. You're justified by the blood of Christ.
The
Bible said in Romans 5 and 9, much more then being now justified by His blood, we shall be saved from wrath through Him. We're not justified by our works. You're no good anyhow. You're a lost man. You're lost. You can't do nothing to please God. You never have and never will. The only thing pleases God's in His will. And that's because He put you there. I'm telling you, friend, that's God that pleases Himself. That's the Father, my friend, that's pleased with the Son. When Abraham and Isaac, thank God, was going up the mount, he said, Daddy, where's the lamb? He said, God will provide Himself a lamb. He provided Himself a lamb for that sacrifice. He did, brother. And the same Lord provided Himself a lamb for us, that we wouldn't have to go to hell. Amen. Thank God, that's right. Hallelujah, praise God, the Lamb forever. Hallelujah, thank God. Amen. I'll tell you this morning, thank God He died for our sins. I'll tell you, that's the good news. Amen. Listen, friend, listen to me. He died for our sin. He took my place. He's my substitute. He died in my... He took my place. He said, I'll go in Robert's place. I'll go in Keith's place. Because if they die, they'll go to hell. But thank God, I'll pay their sin. I'll wash them clean. I'll make them one of mine. He'll do it all for me. I never done one thing. I represent the sinner. He done the rest. Thank God, I'll tell you this. When them Israelites were dying and they needed some help, He said, go put that serpent on a pole, lift it up. And He said, when they behold it, He said, they'll be healed. Thank God, that's what happened. Jesus, thank God, was lifted up on Calvary. And when they lifted Him up, if any sinner will look to Him, He can be saved. I'm telling you, no other way than Calvary. Amen. That's right. Praise God. Amen. That's the cross. Boy, I love preaching on the cross. That's where my salvation is. That's where my assurance is. That's where my sin got paid for. Like, that's everything. That's why He said the preaching of the cross. It's to them that are saved the power of God. He said the cross. It's to thank God the way home. I'll tell you, friend, you can't get away from it. He gave His life a ransom for many. That we, as old dirty sinners, can be saved. That's right. If you don't get saved, I'll tell you what, you'll be judged by the same Savior. I'll tell you, Calvary's good news for the redeemed, but bad news for the unredeemed. That's right. Do you know this? You'll be judged by Calvary. You'll be judged by Calvary. He'll either be your Savior on that day, or He'll be your judge.
That's right.
Can't get by it.
Amen, brother.
Can't get by it. No man let Him get by.
Hallelujah.
You hung Him on the tree as much as I did.
That's right. Amen.
You hung Him on Calvary as much as I did.
Amen.
You all guilty.
Yeah.
I'm looking in guilty eyes.
Looking in guilty eyes.
You looking in guilty eyes.
That's right. Amen.
He said, all men become guilty before God. Every man's guilty. Why? Because of sin. That's right. For by one man, sin entered into the world.
death by sin, so death passed upon all men for all sinned.
Amen.
Right, you need mercy this morning. If you never have been saved, you need the mercy of God.
That's right.
You need His mercy on your life. You need mercy on you. That's right. I need mercy on me. That's why the man said, God be merciful to me, a sinner. That's who He came for. I tell you, the best day of your life is when God convicts you and shows you you're lost. That shows you you're a sinner. That shows you you're condemned. That shows you broke the law of God and you're guilty. Because really for that you don't get saved. Why would a man go to Jesus if he didn't see he needed to? You got to get under conviction. What's the Holy Ghost come for? He said, He shall come convict the world of sin. Because they believe not on me. What was the sin that He convicted them about? Unbelief in who He was. Unbelief in who Christ is. That's right. He's not just a mere historical figure. My friend, he's a prophet. No, He's more than that. Thank God He's the Son of God. He's who He said He was. He said, I am who I am. He said, before Abraham was, I am. He always has been. He's God. But He became man. And when you deny who He is, you're going to go to hell because a man that denies Christ, he don't have God. That's right. It don't matter who He is. Who's He to you? Jesus said, whom do men say that I am? He said, what think ye of Christ? Who is He? I tell you why the Holy Ghost come. He come to convict men of sin. Because they believe not on me. That's right. And you'll never get saved till you get under conviction of my friend of sin. Because you're an unbeliever. You never come to Him and cast yourself in His nail-pierced feet. And bow before Him as a poor, wretched, hell-bound sinner. You'll have to come that way. Or you'll never get in. I'm telling you, friend. No man ever gets saved except the path God put there to get saved. That's right. You didn't wake up one day deciding to serve God.
That's right. Amen.
You didn't wake up one day and say, I think I'll be a Christian.
No.
No more than you got in this world that way. That's right. You didn't come in this world, thank God, but by one way, and that's by a birth canal. That's by your mother's womb. That's how you got in this world. And that's how you'll get in the spiritual world. It's by, thank God, the new birth. By the Holy Ghost. By the word of faith which we preach. Thank God, the incorruptible seed. The word of God, that's how you'll get in. You won't get read in. You won't get repeated in. You get in the way God said, and that's coming humble, that's coming low, that's coming God's way, that's coming a gospel way, and there's no other way that a man can get saved this morning. That's right.
Amen. Amen.
So don't claim people saved.
That's right.
They can't tell it, why would you tell it? I don't have to have Brother Wayne to get up here and testify for me. He can't anyhow.
Amen.
You go to court of law, they're not going to let somebody testify for you.
That's right.
If you're a witness.
Right.
Say, wait a minute, old brother so-and-so is going to take my place. I can't get on the stand. No, he said, you the man that's the witness.
That's right.
Holy Ghost a witness in you.
Right.
That's right. You say, I didn't have to go back 26 years ago to find out whether I saved or not. I can go right here today. The witness of God's in my heart today. Amen. He followed me. Thank God He's in me. And I'm just saying this. Thank God when you get saved, you don't have to have somebody testify for you. Thank God. You already got it in you. The Bible said the testimony of our Lord's in you. Amen. I mean, I'm glad people get saved. But you won't have to pipe and pound on me. Thank God to get them to tell it. I tell you, when I got saved, I couldn't stay quiet. I tell you, I couldn't wait to tell it. That's why a lot of people got under conviction. Because God was in it and I was in it. And the Holy Ghost done it. And He convicted hearts. Say me. That's right. That's right. And I'll tell you what, your testimony will line up with the Scripture.
Sure it will.
It'll never be some vision. Or I got baptized.
Amen, brother.
Or the preacher led me to the Lord.
Yeah.
Look at me this morning. Don't bow your head. I want you to say something.
The same person that led me to the Lord, the same person led you to the Lord. God does use human instruments. That's His will and way. You have the treasure of the gospel within an earthen vessel. But I want to remind you that it's still the Holy Ghost of God that speaks the hearts, that draws sinners. And He's the same one that can only point a man to Christ and tell that man who he is. I can tell you all day to come to Him. I can tell you all day who He is. But until He comes to you personally and makes that known to you who He is, you'll never know Him. You can't know Him unless He reveals Himself. You can't know Him until He makes Himself known. He's not in a plan. He's the man, Christ Jesus. And you won't put Him in your plan, nor another man's plan. The gospel is what it is. The gospel's got to come to you. That's right. You say, what's the intention of preaching this? Because God told me to. And I want to glorify Him. And maybe He'll convict somebody about their lost condition. And maybe He'll stir a saint of what He's done. But I'm not preaching this to try to get the profession out of you. I'm preaching this because it's the truth. Because He said He declared the gospel. Yeah. He made declaration. That's what He said. I declared unto you the gospel. And He said, which we preached. He mentioned preaching two times there. Thank God. And I still believe that's God called me in that preaches the gospel. Amen. I believe He uses men and women to declare, thank God, a testimony of salvation. At the same time, the Holy Ghost is the only one can take that blessed truth and make it real in your heart and make it over and over again. Thank God, that good joy of salvation in your heart. Amen. That's right. That's what it'll do. Amen. You got to get lost before you can get found.
Yeah.
Right.
Amen, brother.
You ever been under conviction? Got lost? That's who He told Zacchaeus. He come to seek and save that which is lost. That's right. Notice this good truth here. He's our propitiation, substitute, redeemer. He's our redeemer. He's our redeemer. What's that word redeem mean? It means He bought us back. We was lost in Adam. Adam lost us out. Amen. Adam sold us out. Adam, my friend, transgressed. He willfully disobeyed God. And when he did, it sold us all out. And Daniel wasn't a man living. Ain't God in that day that could ever get right with God unless there was a sacrifice. What do you think Abel brought? A sacrifice. The Bible said he brought a more excellent sacrifice than that of Cain. And his words, yet being dead, speaketh. What was he speaking? Still the blood. Sacrifice. Thank God. You telling me Cain didn't know? Cain knew. God gave him an opportunity. He said, if you do well, hey God, you'll be accepted, but if you don't, sin lies at your door. He wouldn't do what God said. That's why people go to hell. Because they won't do what God said. And then your friend, the Bible, Paul said, I didn't preach to you this. Keep it in your memory. You know what I said. I said Jesus died for our sins. And He rose again. And there's no other, hey God, way about it. That's the way it is.
Amen.
Amen. Right, praise His name. Well, I'll tell you what, some of y'all act like you're sleepy this morning. Y'all like them disciples, aren't you? Could you not watch for me 1 hour? They're sleeping. You know what He finally told them? Sleep on. That's right. Thank God. Amen. I'm preaching you the gospel. This gospel either save you or to judge you or to condemn you. That's the only way. He was our substitute.
Right.
He became sin for us that who knew no sin. That we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. That's right. Said, preacher, is that true? It is. It is. Well, I wish some of y'all would quit trying to get saved and get saved. You can't try to get saved. So I'm trying to get saved. Give up. Well, I'm trying to get in. That's what I tried to do. Tried everything I could to quit sinning. Tried to quit all the sin I was doing. I couldn't do it. Listen to this. If I could, it wouldn't atone for what I used to do. Turn over a new leaf won't destroy the old ones. You still got sin on your account. Hey, man, you was born speaking lies, the Bible said. In sin did my mother conceive me, the Bible said. We're all sinners, we're all corrupt. Hey, I stole Daniel Webster. He wrote the 1828 dictionary. And they said, Mr. Webster! I said, why do you go to the country church to the city church? He said, well, the city church preaches to me as Daniel Webster, the statesman. He said, the country church preaches to me, Daniel Webster, the sinner. Now you have to get our conviction of sin to get saved. It's a good day when you get our conviction. Amen. You repent. You got to repent towards God. That's who you've offended. That's who you've sinned against. That's who you've offended. That's who my friend says that the wage of sin is death. You're a transgressor. You're a law, a breaker. You broke the law of God. God says the soul that sinneth, it shall die. A man that sins is going to die. I want to tell you something. You can look outside when you walk in. You can look in here. Don't look far. Look here. That right there shows you that I got sin. Because I'm decaying.
Amen.
You don't show sin. You look and see the curse of sin everywhere. Look at there. That's the curse of sin. The sweat of the face. Man never sweat till they sinned. Man never decayed till he sinned. You go out that door and you'll see the grass fading. It never was like that. The sin and the curse came. That's right. You go pay in a restaurant for food. That's a place to see him because Adam never had to pay a dime for anything he ate. Everything points to the curse of sin and it points to death. It points to man dying. It points to what the wage of sin is. And the wage of sin is death. And the only hope of man is God. Thank God is who died for him. Who gave himself for him. That's the only way you'll get saved. I'm telling you that. On Thursday morning this week, I went and took my... I had to take my grandson to school and come back by a neighbor's house. Saw an ambulance. There's always bad news most time. And I come home and I had to go back out and get some gas to mow my grass. And a bunch of cars was around there. I got to wondering. I said, something might happen to Marvin. And went by my mother-in-law's house and she said, Marvin Meisenhammer died. I said, oh, me. Sudden, just like that. I said, what happened? He said, he's got up that morning. Always get something, put his clothes on. He'll go outside. He's got a few things to do. His wife sleeps a little later. And she said, I heard a thump, but I didn't think nothing about it. And she said, when I got up, he was laying on the back porch dead. And this is what she said. She said, he had one sock on and one sock off. Before he ever could put the other sock on. Gone. That's how fast it's going to come on you. That's right. That's how fast it's going to come on you. Some of y'all think y'all so invincible you done to never die. I mean, I'm in the best shape of my life is what you're saying. And I mean, I'm just living for the world. I'm doing what I want to and I don't care what the preacher says. I don't care what God says. I'm just going to do what I want to. I mean, I don't mind having a little Sunday morning religion. I don't mind coming to church because I think it refines my family a little bit. I don't mind doing a little bit here, a little bit there at the church. But when it comes down to really giving my life to God and Jesus Christ, I'm not going to do it. I like what I do it too much. I'm going to tell you, God will put you in hell as fast as you can blink it out.
Amen.
If I only had a Sunday God, I'd perish.
Right. Amen.
I'm sick and tired of people wanting us one of these little psychology gods.
Yes.
Nobody don't want preaching no more. I say nobody. There's some that do, but the majority don't. They want a teacher or a philosopher. They want a swindoll. And I'm not saying he's a lost man, but I'm just saying this. That's what people they want. Somebody just sit down and kind of reason with them and give them a little a cupcake. They don't want no preaching no more, no God man preaching. They want a cupcake. They don't want the real truth. Hey, long as everything's going well with their little society and their little world, they don't want the gospel. They want to feel good.
Amen.
You know how I know you can feel good? Being 30 right with God. And that's in the heart. That's God. I got aches and pains. I had to get my wife to fix my collar this morning. My elbow's got arthritis in it, and I couldn't even get back there to fix it. That's another curse. Paul said, I declare unto you the gospel. Christ died for our sins.
That's right.
According to scriptures. On the third day, rose again. He was buried on the third day, rose again. According to the scriptures. Oh, yes, I've heard that all my life. Well, have you ever acted upon it? Have you ever acted upon it? What you believe, you live. I'll be honest with you, I'm a hard nut. And I'm looking at them too. Every one of you are. The doctor will tell you something and you'll say, I don't know if I believe that or not. That's the way we are. You hard as your heart. That's what Jeremiah dealt with. He said, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Your heart's hard, wicked, the corrupt, vile, deceitful. Everything about you is bad. You say, is anything good about me? No! He said, from your head to your soul, your feet. He said, you corrupt, you stink. Hey, man, I mean, you don't have nothing good about you. I mean, if you come to Dr. Law, he'll look at you and say, you don't have a thing about you that's any good. That's why you need Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Some of you think you're good, but you're not. You done been diagnosed by the Word of God. He said, there's none that doeth good, no, not one. He said, there's none that seeketh after God. That gets me. People say, I've been a Christian all my life. I beg to differ with you. You was born a sinner. You won't become a Christian until you know Christ. The gospel changes lives. Are you saved? That's why he came. Save sinners. He said, of whom I'm chief. He's such a good Lord. He's a good one. Boy, I'm tell you what, I'm afraid the Lord will get you under conviction. It's the only hope you got, these boys. Only hope we had, Brother Marson. I mean, only hope we had. God come by where we is at. That's right. Boy, that fella run like a jackrabbit about right now. Thank God didn't leave me alone. Put me out in hell. God let me be born in America. Boys, I'm going to tell you what. You ought to do 100 jumping jacks and just say thank God.
That's right.
I was born in America to godly parents that love you. Have you in the house of God.
Amen, brother.
Boy, I feel like a running. That's all God. That ain't nothing you had to do
with.
Right. I'm telling you, you didn't choose your parents.
Right.
And you didn't choose your path. Thank God, God did.
Right.
He ordained it like this. He set it up. You're not here by accident. You're here on the purpose of God and the will of God. I'm telling you, He's got you here this morning. Thank God, you might run from Him like Jonah did, but He's got you on His radar. He knows where you're at, what you're doing, and He knows how to take care of it. Somebody called me not long ago and said my boys kind of got wayward. gone bad. I said, well, I hate it, but he ain't off God's radar.
Right.
Gospel. Gospel.
Yeah.
The gospel is the word of God preached in power.
That's right.
Of Jesus Christ. He died for our sins, was buried, and on the third day rose again. Hallelujah. That's the best news you've ever heard in your life. Praise His name. We had a good service down there Friday. Down at that school, we had a good service. Preach. Like this. I ain't going to go to trying to be a teacher unless I have to.
Yeah.
There ain't nothing wrong with teaching. Ain't that right, brother?
Amen, brother.
We got them around after there to service and people testified. One old boy is about, I guess, young teenager, touched my heart. He was just a crying, weeping. He said, preacher, he said, I want to thank the Lord for saving me.
Yeah.
He said, and I know Him is saving me. He's going to spare me a lot of heartache and a lot of hardship that sin brings. I say, amen. Boy, the gospel for everybody, Brother Roger.
Yeah.
I believe He said, going all the world, preach the gospel to every creature. And I believe you are a creature.
Sure.
Like myself.
Good. Right.
It'll change your life.
What do you mean?
It'll change yours.
Amen.
It'll change yours.
Right. Amen.
Are you saved?
Yeah.
Amen. It'll even cause you a smile once in a while. I remember old talking about B.B. Caldwell. See, he went down to Brother Sammy Allen's camp meeting. So he said, Brother Caldwell's coming to preach. Old man got up there in the pulpit. Didn't you know about it? Looked over the congregation. Said, I'm looking for God since y'all said you have Him. That's what the gospel will do.
Amen.
Let's stand this morning.